Mahmoud Abbas moderate veto declares unity with Hamas. Lauds Israel massacre, armed struggle only way. By Joshua Klein on October 16, 2023. In a newly released military statement, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the military wing of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas' supposedly moderate Fatah movement governing in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, declared its alliance with Hamas and its commitment to the ongoing military campaign against Israel. The campaign began last weekend when Hamas launched a multiple-pronged attack that saw scores of executions and thousands of injuries, as well as the kidnappings of men, women, children, and, at times, full families. In a Monday statement, Fatah articulated its unwavering dedication to liberating Palestine and Jerusalem, while asserting its pivotal role in what Hamas has termed Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, as reported by Israel National News. "We were there from the start of the Al-Aqsa Flood operation out of our dedication to the ideal of fighting to liberate Palestine and Holy Jerusalem," the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade stated. The long-serving Palestinian Authority PA leader Mahmoud Abbas, who has remained president for 18 years despite a four-year term limit, serves as the chairman of Fatah. Expressing support for armed struggle, the terror organization underlined that unity on the battlefield, in conjunction with the resolute determination of the Palestinian people, is crucial for success. "The armed struggle is the only and fastest way to liberate Palestine," they stated, adding that the unity of the rifle, the struggle in the field, and the firm stand of our people is the only way to guarantee victory. The group openly distanced itself from the leadership of the Palestinian Authority, accusing it of capitulating to Western powers, while stressing that PA leadership does not represent it or the broader Fatah movement. "The way the leadership of the Palestinian Authority is going, which is manifested in its flattery and surrender to the Zionist American government and the murderous West, does not represent the Al-Aqsa Brigades and the Fatah movement," the group insisted. The statement also issued a stern warning against those who conspire against the Palestinian people. "We will have a reckoning with those who will deceive our people and plot against them, even if it takes a long time," the statement reads. "We will protect our people in our struggle and we will not stop except with the liberation of Palestine." Following the massive unprecedented surprise terror attack by Hamas last weekend, Fatah, the so-called moderate political organization that governs the Palestinian Authority, called for an expansion of the war against Israel. Fatah's Central Committee lauded the terrorists it claimed were confronting the occupation's crimes and aggression and attacking the enemy. Last week, Fatah official Fadi Abu al-Ardat noted that all Palestinian factions are united in the fight against Israel and that the military wings of Hamas, Al-Qassam Brigades, Fatah, Al-Aqsa Brigades, and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Al-Quds Brigades, all participated in the brutal attack, which he described as exalted resistance. Meanwhile, Jamal al-Huwail of the Fatah Revolutionary Council expressed his hope that a similar attack will take place in the West Bank, claiming the historical opportunity should be seized. Earlier this month, Hamas terrorists carried out the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history, with terrorists going door-to-door, hunting and shooting Jews, and burning homes with families inside while proceeding to murder soldiers and infants alike, all while thousands of rockets rained down on Israeli civilian centers. While the exact number of individuals abducted remains unclear, Hamas terrorists have claimed more than 100. One senior Israeli military official shared a preliminary assessment that at least 150 Israelis were taken hostage by the Palestinian terrorists. Hamas has since threatened to execute captives on live television. Countless accounts from the attacks, described as reminiscent of the Nazi era, have revealed the hideous atrocities that victims faced. Families of several kidnap and murder victims from Hamas's savage attack said the terrorists used victims' cell phones and social media accounts to send them graphic photos and taunting text messages, Breitbart News reported. According to an urgent medical report presented on Sunday to the International Red Cross in Israel, hostages are enduring life-threatening conditions and profound suffering, including individuals of all ages grappling with critical health issues like Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis, untreated injuries, and inadequate care and nourishment. Last month, Governments and leaders across the globe voiced outrage over horrifying remarks concerning Jews and Adolf Hitler expressed by PA President Mahmoud Abbas to the leadership of his supposedly Fatah party. His comments were part of a speech he delivered in which he claimed Nazi leader Adolf Hitler was not an anti-Semite, and that the Jews of Europe during his era were not killed due to their Jewish identity, but due to their role in society, including usury. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.